Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's me again, Jackie, you know, the host of Natch Butte, the podcast you're listening to. Thank you for being here. I hope you've been having a lovely summer, and honestly, I really hope you miss me, and I don't want that to be misconstrued or weird, but I'm hoping you're enjoying all the guest hosts, but I honestly also hope you're like, they're great, but I really miss Jackie. Well, guess what, hon? I'm here. I'm around. I'm breastfeeding and bonding and changing diapers and all that stuff. I mean, I have a Kikaroo peanut, honey, okay? I have a Snoo. I've got all the baby stuff. I'm in the baby world, and I'm just enjoying motherhood. And I say this before my baby's even born because I'm recording this pre-birth. But all of those things are happening. I'm manifesting them all. We love to see it. Thank you for sticking around as I'm on my mat leave. I will be back soon. But we have another re-release for you today. I chose this episode because Danielle Fishel is an icon, honey, okay? And she lived up to all of my insanely high expectations. She was so sweet, funny, knowledgeable, and passionate about her brand Be Free, which is still kicking and doing great. And since this episode, she's put out even more product. I know the honey's really embraced her line, and it's been killing it, and we love to see it. We love a woman entrepreneur, and since this episode, she has had another baby, so she now has two sons. I have a son. We're repopulating the earth with men, despite all our efforts, and it's great. So please enjoy this episode. If you haven't heard it yet, you will love it, and if you have heard it, maybe you'll learn something and enjoy it back. This episode was recorded pre-pandemic, right before the shutdown and everybody's lives changed. I remember it very distinctly because I remember showing everybody the engagement ring that Ben had made for me because we had just gone ring shopping. So this was before I was engaged, but I was pretty sure it was going to happen soon. So it was a very happy time in my life. And Danielle was amazing. So please enjoy this episode. I will be back very soon with new content for y'all. Lots of mommy stuff, but also I don't want to just be a mommy now in terms of all my content. My goal is to, honestly, you don't even know. I don't want to make this a baby podcast or like a mommy podcast. It's still going to be the same Natch Butte, you know, but every once in a while I'm going to have to talk about the baby and all that. So it's going to be great is what I'm saying. It's going to be great. And I really appreciate you being here and listening to the show while I'm gone. Please enjoy this re-release of the episode Be Free with Danielle Fishel. Keeping it real only on Natch Butte.
Oh yeah.
A makeup fan, fan. I wear the blush till I hit pan. I'm wearing cruelty-free brands. I serum up my face and hands. Yeah, cause Natch goes on and on and on. Natch Butte goes on and on and on, yeah. I throw my sheet mask in the air sometimes, saying, ayo, use my Natch code. I will exfoliate and live my life, saying, ayo, honeys, let's go. Cause we gon' rock this cream, we skincare all night. We gon' cream our necks like it's dynamite. Cause I told you once, now we're cleansing twice. We gon' cream it up like it's dynamite. I'm happy with how that went.
I mean,
I'm happy with how that went. Okay, it's early, but you know what? We do our best, and I'm drinking kombucha. I probably should have had some tea with some lemon, but we do our best. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful day. And the most beautiful part of today is you.
Oh.
Welcome. If this is your first episode, hi. If this is not your first episode, thank you so much. And also, thank you so much if it is your first episode. But hello, welcome. If you don't know me, I am your host, Jackie Johnson, the beauty talk shock jock, the queen of creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast. Actually, that might not be true. My guest might beat me there. With that, I'm also your kooky southern aunt, your over 30 niche influencer, and the pop punk princess. Welcome. Honeys, we have a guest today. I am so excited. No one on earth can rock a cut-off denim vest with a belt over it like my guest. No one. This word gets thrown around a lot. Iconic. My guest is a 90s icon, okay? In addition to that, she is a dog mom, a cat mom, a human baby mom, an author, an actress, a director, a host. She wears many hats, honey, and under that hat is incredible hair. Okay. Speaking of hats, her newest hat is Beauty Entrepreneur. Woman owned, honey. She has created a line of cruelty-free vegan made in the USA, eco-friendly, accessible, inclusive, and empowering hair care called Be Free. We're going to hear all about it. Here she is, everybody, Danielle Fischel-Karp. Hi.
Hi.
We love you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I'm honored. I'm honored.
Okay, also, by the way, I
yes,
have to tell you,
yes.
I find live singing
yes,
cringy.
Oh, shit. You, how interesting.
You weren't cringy at all. I was so into it. I danced a lot.
I saw.
But, like, normally when people start singing in front of me, I want to dig a hole into the ground, even if they're
wow,
really good.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I want to dig a hole and crawl
fact,
into the ground and bury myself. Yeah.
So were you a little panicked when I told
yeah,
you I was going
to
sing?
When you told me you were going to sing
yeah,
a song, I thought, oh no.
You were like, I'm going to have to dig a hole right
I'm
now.
I'm going to sweat.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look away. I'm going to have to do all these
wow,
weird,
but you're like Adam Driver. He can't hear himself. You're like, I can't hear other people.
I really, other
so
people
so can you
singing,
not go to concerts?
No, concerts are okay because there's
just,
like, there's the microphone and
yes,
a whole and production and
yes,
other
yes,
songs.
Yes.
It's like a cappella singing
yeah,
that just...
I've been on some bad dates.
Oof.
Have you ever been on a date where a guy just starts singing in front of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like an LA thing, probably.
It's, yeah, it's pretty bad.
I was like, no, please.
Well, I'm glad I didn't trigger you.
No, you were wonderful.
But
it's a major compliment. I really
oh,
enjoyed
thank
it.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to hear that. Because I wanted to do a really fun like song for you. Sometimes if I can't think of one, I'll just trim it in later. But I was like, Danielle Fischel's gonna be in my room. I gotta come up with something.
I loved it. It was great.
Okay.
I want it like I'm gonna just cut this from our podcast and I'm gonna listen to it regularly.
Can be your ringtone.
Exactly.
Well, there actually is an episode of all my cover songs. It
oh,
came
great,
out at the end of the year.
Okay.
102 of them from the
wow,
beginning of the show. So it's
well,
pretty
wild.
Well,
now I know what I'm listening to later.
Why not?
Yeah.
And if you cringe, turn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll
if
be
I find,
great.
If I hit a cringy one, I'll just change
just
it.
Change it. Welcome to Natch Butte, Danielle.
Thanks
I ask lot, this question to all my guests. What type of skin do you have?
I have very dry skin.
Mm.
So I am into oils.
Oil up.
And serums and thick moisturizers, Vaseline.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vaseline. Do you remember that Tyra Banks clip?
Yes.
Yes. I think of that every time. That was
you
the best marketing
yeah,
that they
yeah,
ever had. Vaseline. I'll take advice from her.
Oh,
her
totally,
skin's incredible.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is a question just for you.
Mm-hmm.
What type of hair do you have?
I have wavy,
mm-hmm,
thick,
mm-hmm,
also dry, and very porous hair.
Oh.
It's not coarse. It's actually
yeah,
really soft,
mm-hmm,
and I think it's fairly healthy considering I've been highlighting it for too many years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very thick and naturally wavy. Not super pretty if I don't blow dry it.
Your hair looks like five people's hair. And I mean that in a good way. Because I have two strands of hair. And I'm like looking over there and I'm like, is that a pony? Is that a beautiful pony I can brush? Mommy got me a pony. It's something else. That's
thank
all
you,
your real hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never worn extensions.
You're the only actress in this whole town they've never had to put a weft in.
That's true,
yeah,
I think. Because I've worked with a lot of hairdressers
yeah,
who've then said to me, you're the only client I don't have to travel with extensions
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, hashtag blessed.
I know. I am very lucky. My mom has a lot of hair. We're Maltese. I'm 50% Maltese.
Like Chooch!
Exactly.
Oh,
I told
goodness.
You I have a Maltese. I had Anna was Maltese, and then now I have a Maltese poo. I'm into Maltese people.
Have you ever
things.
Been to Malta?
I sure have.
Oh, I want to go.
It's gorgeous.
I want to reconnect with Chuchi's roots.
You should. You definitely should.
I show up. I'm like, I'm the mother of a Maltan. Okay, I'm here to like reconnect.
Show me your history,
yes.
Malta.
Yes. And yeah. I'm sobbing as I walk through. Oh, man.
Chooch is on FaceTime. These are your people.
Yeah. She's asleep.
Sleep, exactly.
Wake up. This is important. Oh, my goodness. I actually read that you were Maltese. Maltan. Yeah. Maltese?
Maltese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We love.
Thank
so
you.
They have gray hair there.
Well, they're hairy.
Okay.
So we're a hairy people.
Yeah.
And I lucked out that it's also I'm hairy on my head. So.
Yeah. I have a question here. I might as well ask it because I was going to ask, how did you survive the 90s without ruining your eyebrows?
Oh, I did ruin my eyebrows.
Oh, but they look so good.
They grew back in. I lucked out that they grew back. Again, I'm just a hairy person.
I mean,
they
mine are dead.
In.
Mine,
really?
They will not come back. They're dead. And, there's nothing I can do.
Okay. So I can show you a picture that's not even from that long ago where they are pencil thin.
Yeah.
And then I decided like, okay, I'm not going to pluck at all. I read a bunch of stuff how to let your eyebrows grow back. And it was like, you cannot pluck a single eyebrow. So I think it was like 4 months that I basically hid my tweezers from myself. And
you just wore a low headband.
Yes.
To
and
cover
I
them
was
up.
Like, whatever happens, happens. And they filled in. And then I went and did microblading.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there forever. And the poor woman doing it was like, I'm sorry, but your skin is not taking the ink. My skin was like,
are you Maltan?
Fully... Yes.
Because your people do not accept ink.
You should have told me this before you came in. So it didn't work. It all fell off. It's like basically like a temporary tattoo. And it just went away. Luckily, my eyebrows grew back in.
Wow. I don't see. Okay. So I have microblading. It is 3 years old.
Ooh.
And it is not going anywhere. I'm the opposite of you.
Really?
And in that little tuft of hair, or fake hair, there's one new hair in 3 years. They won't come back.
Have you put anything on them? Like, have you tried
everything,
Latisse or castor
Danielle,
oil?
Every goddamn oil and cream and everything. They're dead. I killed them.
Aww.
It's fine.
Well, they look great.
Well,
I mean,
thanks.
I would never know that. And you also have beautiful bangs, so that
Glossier
helps.
Brow flick.
Oh. Is brow flick something different than
boy brow?
Boy brow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Brow flick is the new one. It's in my car. It's a pen. It has a tiny little tip.
Oh, I've seen it.
And you can draw the little hairs.
I've seen
hairs,
it.
Hairs, honey. Hairs. Draw those hairs.
Wow, you're good with that.
Thank you. I've gotten better because it takes some finessing.
Yeah.
But I've been filling in those hairs, honey. And thank you for the bang compliment. I'm growing them out.
I love them. They look great.
So
I wish I could pull off bangs, but I have the tiniest
tiny
little forehead.
Yeah. You could cut them way back, but why do that?
Then I'm just into my 90s feathered bang situation, and we don't need to revisit that.
You know what? Everything comes back in fashion. Don't be so sure. The last question I ask every guest is, what's your favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, man. My favorite thing about myself is that I am like a compulsive self-improver.
Oh, we love.
I
just
really,
like Topanga.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're very similar. Yeah. I really am one of those people who, like, I love self-help books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband may disagree with me, but I feel like if somebody brings up something and says, this is a flaw of yours, and I'm able to recognize it and say, yeah, it is, I actually will put in effort to change it.
Yeah.
So I think that's maybe the best thing about myself.
You know what? We love an exploration of ourselves.
Yeah.
Why not?
But just do it. Life's too short to not constantly be changing. Like, why not just try to be the best?
I agree. That sounds great to me.
You know?
Yep. Great answer. Okay, let's talk hair.
Okay.
Okay. So growing up, how did you feel about your hair?
From the time I was young, I knew I had good hair because people told me that. First of all, when I was two, I had hair all the way down to my tush.
Oh,
and
goals.
And it was
toddler goals.
Yeah, it was. It was like
toddler
I had good
goals.
Toddler hair.
Yeah.
And so I heard that a lot. Like, oh, look at her hair. Oh, look at her hair. But I didn't really like. I didn't think I attached to it too much until I cut it. And then I felt like, well, now what do I hide behind?
Oh, right. Like, how short did you cut it?
I mean, not short at all. Yeah. It was here.
Right.
But it had been all the way down to my butt for pretty much my entire life.
Yeah.
And then I cut it on Boy Meets World.
Which I have a note here.
Yeah, I cut it.
But you fit. Okay, so we're discussing, in case you are not familiar with the lore of Boy Meets World, there was a scene in season 4.
Right.
Where you were making a point. Topanga was making a point. Like, because your boyfriend, Corey, was saying, oh, my hair is ugly. You don't know what it's like. And you said, well, what if I cut my hair? I'll still be who I am. And you literally get scissors out. So did you really cut your own hair?
I really did.
That is so stressful.
Wasn't, I know. I was at that, thankfully, I wanted to do it so bad. I wanted to cut my hair earlier in the summer.
Why, out of a rebellion?
Not out of a rebellion, just, again, I had had that hair, that long, straight hair down to my butt since I was 2 years old.
And we, as women, love to reinvent ourselves. We were like, let's try something new, babe.
And I was now 15 or 16. Yeah. It was time. I needed to change it. And so I wanted to do it so badly. And so, luckily, I wasn't as stressed. I was just thrilled that this was going to be the start of a new haircut that I could barely even picture for myself. So I wasn't super stressed, but I was stressed for the show aspect of it.
Right.
Because if I messed it up, there's really no
putting
hair back. That
was a one-take scene.
Exactly.
So did they just kind of walk you through it? Okay, you're going to grab your hair like this. Because I will say this, you didn't go to your scalp.
Exactly.
You kind of took...
It was at my shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And Michael Jacobs was like, show me where you're going to grab and cut.
Yeah.
And I was like, here. And he was like, that's too short. No, lower. And I was like, I'm the one in control.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
We found like a happy medium. And of course, wherever I grabbed, I then cut. But we shot the scene over and over again up to the point of the cut.
Got it, yeah.
And then they were like, if we don't yell stop, you're supposed to go forward.
Oh,
and
shit.
So over and over again, we'd get to that point and they'd go, stop, and come running out in case I just got carried away and did it. And then all of a sudden, no one yelled stop. And I had that feeling of like, wait, really?
But you can't hesitate.
But you can't hesitate.
You
gotta
be in
it. I just...
Damn.
Just did it.
Did everybody lose their shit, like the audience?
Yes, and then we gave away chunks of my hair, which is so weird. What a weird 90s thing to do.
You know kids wove hemp bracelets with Topanga's hair.
There are voodoo dolls.
Oh, yeah.
For
all
sure.
Over.
Uh-huh. We like put chunks of my hair in Ziploc baggies and gave them away to audience members. No idea what we were thinking.
Wow. That is very 90s.
Yes, so
because
90s.
They could probably clone you from that hair now.
Exactly.
So if you ever walk down the street and you kind of see somebody, that's terrifying.
First of all, I'm going to start using that as an excuse. Oh,
yeah.
That wasn't me. That
oh,
was,
yeah. That
listen,
was the,
I probably
the hair
have a clone.
That
possible.
Was the hair clone.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, that scene. So I was wondering if it was a wig or not, because I was like, would they trust you to hold those scissors? When you cut through that hair and those scissors were in your hand, I mean, what was going through your head? Like, was it liberating or were you terrified?
I wasn't terrified, but I was like...
Because that'd be so fun. You've seen those movies where women lose their minds and they just start chopping?
Yeah.
How freeing.
I think because the only thing I'd ever cut was, like, paper.
Mm-hmm.
I had that feeling of like, oh, this is much harder to get through than I anticipated.
Right.
In my head, it was going to be like one
slice.
Swift slice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. I had to like
really
kind of keep chopping at it.
Yeah.
And then we had more scenes to film the next day before I got my official perfect haircut. And so I had to go home that night with the choppy, uneven hair. And we went to like dinner after. And I remember being like, oh, this is so weird. People are wondering like, what is going on with that girl's hair? But probably nobody cared. It was just me.
So that's so interesting because I feel like they could just put a wig on you and that would have been the end.
I know. But
you know?
I think Michael was really big on like he, for example, one of the other things he hated is he hates those fake paper grocery bags you see on TV shows so they don't make sound.
Yeah.
He's like, it just takes me out of it every time. I can tell you're carrying a fake paper bag.
Same with empty luggage.
Yes, like, or empty mugs where people are drinking and there's no food or like it's so, it just takes
so
you out
fake.
Of it. You're like,
or fake driving.
Or yeah, exactly.
And then you're not even looking at the road.
Exactly. So he didn't want that. First, he was like, people will tell it's a wig.
Yeah.
I want it to be real. If we're going to do it,
we gotta
let's
do it.
Do it. So I'm so glad we did.
That's pretty cool.
It
I love
is pretty
that.
Cool.
So while we're talking to Topanga, might as well just talk about her for a little bit because I have to say this or my sister will kill me. My sister was literally Topanga.
Aww.
My sister was a vegetarian. She was the only one growing up in Texas, like when she was 12. She relates to Topanga so much. And
aww,
I know you probably get that.
That
so much from especially like elder millennials, because like you were kind of like this icon of, wow, it's cool to be smart, it's cool to care, and that kind of stuff. So Sissy, are you happy now?
Well, and good for her, because I think Topanga really was like the first, especially child feminist on television.
Oh, honey, I have a list here.
Of quotes.
It is so wild how progressive Boy Meets World truly was.
Yes.
First of all, Topanga proposed to Corey.
Yep.
Okay, can we just say that that is happening all the time now? I have friends who propose to their husbands. Topanga was doing it in the 90s. Keep up, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And have you heard about this leap year thing?
No.
I guess this will probably be out after that, but apparently on February 29th, leap year, it's like acceptable, quote unquote, for women to propose to their men.
That's a thing?
I read it on Lady Gaga's Instagram. I don't know.
Really?
But I was like, honey, Topanga did it in the 90s.
Exactly. Probably not on a leap year.
Probably not. Boy Meets World talked about divorce. Let's see. I think my favorite part of Boy Meets World was the important impact a teacher has in a child's life. Yep. I think that was like the main. But there was interracial dating. Mm-hmm. There was a child abuse. There was sexual harassment. There was like underage drinking.
Yeah.
At the time, did you realize/appreciate while in it that was happening, that this was different than other shows, or how important that was?
No.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't possibly see outside of the bubble that we were in.
Right.
I knew that the writing was really good.
Yeah.
We knew that. We knew that when we would get our scripts, we were like, wow, these are just good right from day one.
Yeah.
You know, and the way things would be wrapped up in 22 minutes, but didn't have that super saccharine, oh, look at this.
Right.
It didn't necessarily feel super convenient. It felt like a well-rounded story. We knew the writing was good, but we had no idea how different it was from everything else that was on TV. And we also had no idea, really, that anybody was even paying attention, because we would film an episode. It wouldn't air for 4 months later. There was no social media.
Right.
We weren't necessarily like, we didn't have any way for people to tell us what their thoughts were on it.
Right.
And the live tapings, people who saw the episode couldn't then tell us later, you know what I was thinking during that time,
right,
or how this affects our lives.
Hey, I think the second act break needs some work.
Exactly, which now we get that stuff.
Yeah.
Watching the show now.
#YouSuck.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have that kind of feedback. So we just felt, honestly, I felt like it was a show I did for my grandparents.
Yeah.
I knew they watched.
Right.
I didn't know who else was watching. So it wasn't until really close to the show being off the air that people started recognizing us more, and we started getting people like telling us their stories and what the show meant to them. But until that time, we had no idea what was going on.
You were just putting your head down and working.
Exactly. Just
but
working.
It truly is wild, some of the stuff that was covered.
Yeah.
And done in such a thoughtful way as well.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
We didn't talk down to the audience, which I'm proud of. Like, it felt like you were going, like they were going through it with you, as mm-hmm. opposed to going through it for your sake. Here's how I'm going to talk you through this kind of thing.
Right.
Which is, not talking down to your audience is important.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of shows in that era kind of did that. So,
agreed.
You know what? Forget y'all. Okay, we keep it real around here. Okay, we're going to talk about hair. I'm going to take a really quick break. And by quick, I mean quick. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back. What did I tell you? I told you it was quick. Okay, so let's talk your hair journey and why you started Be Free.
Yeah.
Take us to the day, honey. What inspired this? Because like I said, you have lots of hats on. Had you ever wanted to start a beauty brand?
No, honey.
No, I'm Malton, okay? We're busy. So what? Like I said, you have iconic hair. Tell us how it all started.
Okay, so I had been approached in my teen years and beyond about at different times doing collaborations.
Okay,
basically, would you like to lend your face and hair to our company and then we can do this? And I'd never done it for a couple reasons. One, I'm super selective about what I lend my name and face to. Because mm-hmm. if I don't love or use something myself, I'm not going to tell you about yes. it. I just don't. I'm really big on authenticity. It's just, I don't. Truthfully, I don't know any other way to be. If I'm in a situation where, like, I was worried that oh, with right. you singing, I wouldn't yeah. be able to hide the fact that yeah. I was going to be super. I didn't. It was great because wouldn't have been able to hide it.
This interview would have gone off the rails. Ooh, if you wanted to run out screaming, if you're like, hi, we need another guest. Maybe I could interview the receptionist yeah. out front because we're fucked now.
I'm so glad.
I am too. But you could have said something.
No.
Women never speak up.
It just
you know?
Would have been that I like looked down. A lot, and then I would have twiddled my fingers. Yeah, it would okay. have just been uncomfortable for me. You probably wouldn't have really even noticed, but
I would have. I'm an empath.
Okay,
Danielle,
then you would
okay?
have. Okay, then you definitely would have. We would have picked it back up. But,
yes.
So I'd never done that in the past, and I'd never also wanted to start something because I, to be honest, am not like 100% into beauty and or fashion.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a simple. I like to wash my face, have bare minimum makeup on, unless I'm going to an event. I'm not. Great at putting on my own makeup. I barely know how to do my hair for somebody's wedding, you know?
Like, yeah.
So the idea of creating a line was like, no.
Yeah.
And then I found out I was pregnant and we went to our first ultrasound appointment, and I did not know that in your very first appointment, when you're like 8 weeks pregnant, you get to hear the heartbeat. You can hear the mm-hmm. heartbeat so early on. I didn't know that. And so I went and I heard my son's heartbeat, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, every single decision I make about my life and my body is affecting something much bigger than me now. And
even though the baby at that point was probably the size of a cherry or something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not
I love
even.
That. Isn't there an app that tells you what fruit your
yes.
baby is?
We actually called Adler Poppy Seed for Cute. My entire pregnancy because the
His
day we found
name.
Out we were pregnant, he was the size of a poppy seed.
There you go. That's so, very tiny.
So tiny.
That's like... Oh, wow.
And so, by the way, like, we found out we were pregnant at, like, 4 weeks. So only 4 weeks later, he was barely bigger than a poppy seed
wow.
at the time that you could hear his heartbeat.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, I had already heard that you were supposed to try to limit the amount of caffeine.
Right.
Like, there's all these roles things they tell you what to do. And like,
roles.
Do you have to not eat sushi? Can you not eat deli meat? Like,
you have
all
to
that
stand
stuff.
On your head for 3 hours a night and clap three times. And,
exactly. Yeah. And you're willing to do anything at that point. And luckily, all I thought of was, okay, I'm going to go home and at least look at what I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
Because your skin is the largest organ.
It sure
and you're,
is.
Let's just at least look through stuff. And I started in my shower. I downloaded the Think Dirty app mm-hmm. and I started scanning things. And yeah, a lot of the products I was using were a solid 8 out
oh.
of 10, like Ooh. All in bright red.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
alert.
No!
Alert.
Exactly.
Alert. Yeah.
And whereas before I had just been like, ignorance is bliss. I like these things. I'm going to use them.
And my hair looking fine.
Exactly. My hair's looked good. I'm not yeah. like, I'm not struggling with having hair issues. And then I just was like, okay, I need to do something. But I still didn't think about starting a line. I basically texted my best friend, who's very health conscious, and she's a nutritionist, and she has kids. I was like, what are you using?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'll tell you, but I hate it. And then I kept asking people, and I kept getting similar responses.
Right,
or,
like, it's eh.
Exactly. Yeah. It's eh. And honestly, I'm not using it because it's eh. I'm using the bad stuff. Even
yeah.
though I know I probably shouldn't, I'm still using that. And then after asking enough people and then trying, I did a Google search, bought 8 products online that were like natural shampoos and conditioners, tried them all, scanned them all,
mm-hmm.
and then realized some of them that said that they were natural or mostly natural were not.
I'm telling you, I just had some chemists in here and they were telling us all about like how to code ingredients
yeah.
where they pass certain tests, but they really are other things.
Yes.
And it's terrifying.
Well, and fragrance even, for example, like synthetic fragrance is considered trade secret. So what goes into your synthetic fragrance doesn't have to be revealed. All you have to say is that you have fragrance in it and anything could be in there. So
like rat piss.
Sure. I don't know that.
Sick rat piss.
I don't know if that would make the fragrance very good, but maybe.
Have you ever smelled a sick rat's piss, Danielle?
No,
I haven't either.
Okay.
It might be really beautiful.
You know, that's
we
what
don't
I'm saying.
Know.
You're right. It could,
yeah.
it could be the smell I love most.
It could
most.
Be the hot new ingredient of 2020. We have to wait and see.
So I knew right away I didn't want to have that stuff in my line. And
right.
yeah, and so that's what started it. My baby's heartbeat was really like my motivation.
And so what did you do? Like, how did you Google starting a hair company? I don't know. Like, it's so wild that you did this.
It is pretty wild because I had no idea what I was doing. Well, I knew I like had a couple of things, brand values that I was like, okay, I'm not going to have fragrance. I want it to be made in the United States.
And that's
I want
huge.
It to be cruelty-free and vegan. Like, these are some things I was like, here, base things. And yeah, so made in the USA. So then you have to find a lab based in the US. And I was like, I don't. And by the way, Google chemistry labs. It's not easy.
You just go outside and scream, hey, anybody got a lab, y'all?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Luckily, my manager, I asked him if he knew anybody who had ever started a hair care line. And he did. He knew of somebody
whose
wife had started a hair care line. And so I reached out to him and he knew of a lab in the United States. And
look,
so he's the one who connected us.
Thanks, manager.
Yep. Sometimes you just gotta have a manager.
I'm telling you, that's what managers do. They manage.
Yep.
They know everybody.
It's true.
We love that. Okay, so tell us about Be Free. There are three products in the line.
Yes, for right now. We have five in the works.
Five
new ones we're very excited about. We'll hopefully be rolling them out later in the year, but we're still in the testing phase. So, yes, we have a shampoo, a conditioner, and a scalp refresh.
Okay, tell me about that because, honey, that scene in Breakfast Club.
Yes.
That's me every day. Honey, it is snowing over here.
Okay.
It is snowing in SoCal, honey.
Later today, I'm sending you.
Oh, I can't wait.
You'll get it in like 2 days. Our shipping's amazing.
We love.
You'll have it in 2 days. The scalp refresh will help your flaky scalp, your itchy scalp. You are going to love it.
I cannot wait.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you have a dry scalp?
I know you said
you had dry skin.
I do have a dry scalp as well. I also do not like dry shampoo. So the product was originally created to help stop what I was worried about was postpartum hair loss.
Oh, yeah.
Because my best friend was sending me pictures going, this is what you have to look forward to. And it was handfuls of hair falling out.
So scary.
So the scalp refresh actually has... It's 96% botanicals. And five of the botanicals, when used together, block DHT and help promote hair growth. So I actually have all these like little baby hairs.
Wow.
It's all just from using the scalp refresh.
Okay. Danielle.
This will help
give me that
you
hair.
Grow hair.
Give me that hair. Would it work for a guy?
It totally.
If a guy
yes.
was maybe struggling?
100%. These are not just products.
So I should send
women.
One to my dad.
Yes. If
not to call
totally
John
bald?
Johnson out. No, but he's 67. You know, he got a little peach fuzz going.
Okay. If you still have hair.
Yeah.
This will help you grow more hair. If you are completely bald, you cannot expect it to start growing. But it's really good for like people who are losing hair or trying to stop thinning. Okay.
How exciting.
Great.
How did you even stumble upon this?
It was a lot of work. Again, it was while I was pregnant and it was going back and forth with the lab about this is what I'm looking to do and then researching natural ingredients that promote hair growth. There is peppermint in it. So it's really tingly and great. But if peppermint is an allergen or an irritant for you, obviously, then it's something you may want to stay away from.
Right.
And peppermint, unfortunately, seems to be a pretty common irritant for people. So that's the one caveat I tell everyone.
Yeah.
Again,
I'm is like, it in the shampoo and conditioner too?
It's not in the shampoo and conditioner, but it is in the scalp refresh. So I do tell, like, again, I'm very big on transparency. I am not trying to push my product on you if it's going to bother you, if it's going to hurt you. We also have a money back guarantee. If you don't like it, you can just send it back for any reason and we will refund you. We want you to be happy and we want you to feel good about your product.
To be free.
Exactly.
To be free, honey.
Chemicals and to be you and to look your best and all that good stuff. I'm actually going to give you guys a promo code so that your listeners
we love honey's love a discount.
Okay, good. Well, I'll tell you all. We'll do that.
Okay,
before we're
cute. Done. Yeah. Cute. We love. Okay, so can I hear like your full hair routine? Like, how often do you wash?
Okay.
And then when you wash, like, what do you do? And then after, what do you do? I want to know all your shit.
Okay. Well, I wash every no sooner than 5 days. I really,
honey, I'm
honestly,
the same.
Go
I washed
seven.
For you.
I washed yesterday.
For you tonight.
Okay. Ooh.
I washed for you.
It
I
looks
was
great.
Like, honey, we're talking hair. I'm going to wash.
It looks really
I
good.
I go five. I go six.
I go seven.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, seven is honestly my usual.
Yeah.
Five is if I'm like,
that's so impressive with all your hair.
Well, because I'm dry.
Yeah.
So I don't get super oily. By like day five, I'm like, all right, it definitely is starting to look like it could be washed.
Yeah.
But so you do a top knot, you wear a hat, you put up a you pull some of it back.
You put a paper bag over your head.
Exactly.
I mean, do your best.
Do you want to know my real secret too?
Yes, of course.
If I'm on day five or six and I've got something I need to do, but I do not have time to either go to dry bar, which I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's my number one treat to myself is that I don't like to wash and blow dry my own hair. It takes a long time. My arm gets tired.
I hear you.
I bring my products to dry bar.
Cute.
Okay. But my big secret is I just wash the crown of my head. I separate, so I like from above, from the side of my ears, up in a straight line, like where I would put a headband, separate that, put it in a rubber band, pull the rest of it back, style that like however I want to, then hold it back, and then just in my sink, wash just this front part and re-blow dry and style. And it will get you two
another
to three
couple
more days.
What do you put on your hair to hold the rest of it back so just, it doesn't get wet?
Just like a rubber band.
Yeah.
I also have one of those shower caps that's open at the top. It's basically like a ring.
Like a tossie.
Is it a tossie? It's a tossie.
The tossie is famous on Ash Butte. Those motherfuckers need to send me something because you know the number one, if you go on Amazon and you search tossie, it says people have also bought and it's three other products that I talk about on Ash Butte.
No way.
That's the power of the honeys. I'm telling you, that tossie, where are y'all tossie? Y'all don't have a damn website.
I know. I get them from my mom every Christmas.
And they're Bed Bath & Beyond.
They're Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, they're Bed Bath & Beyond. But I'm telling you, Allison Becker, who you might know.
Yes.
She told me about the tossie, and it has sent a ripple effect through this country.
It's the best.
Everybody loves a damn tossie.
Yes.
Danielle Fisher wears a tossie, everybody,
yes,
okay?
Yes. I have a leopard one that I'm wearing currently.
I have a leopard one! We're tossie soulmates! We are tossie soulmates.
We are.
Oh, I'm telling you. Okay, so that's
so I put
really
my hair
intriguing.
In a tossie, and then I just wash that front portion of it. And it's like, I feel like that to me feels even like a dirtier secret than I go 7 days without washing my hair. For some reason, just telling people like, oh, just watch this front part that people really notice.
Yeah, that's genius. I learned from another Natchbute guest. I believe it was Georgia Hardstark from My Favorite Murder.
Yes.
She told me about sticking your bangs in the sink. I'm like, I went my whole life. I went 30-something years. And I didn't know you could only wash some of your hair.
Exactly.
Why has no one told the patriarchy is real? Like, tell us. You know?
They're keeping secrets.
But that's genius. I'm going to try that.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's so great because I just don't have time
to
like, do the whole kit and caboodle.
Right. Well, before you had your baby, were you still only washing once a week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was still only washing once a week.
Yeah.
But like I said, my number one thing is I honestly go to dry bar once a week.
Yeah.
It's my thing.
It's impressive.
And if I can't, for whatever reason, if I'm like, oh, I try to think ahead, like, okay, I don't want to go on a weekend. It's too busy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying to go on like a Wednesday or a Thursday. And I think, oh, but I've got something I need to do on Monday. And now it will have already been like four or five.
I know.
Like one, you know, then I just think, okay, I'll just wash that front part of it.
Wow.
Whatever. But anyway, so I wash every 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
Sometimes
cute.
If I can go longer, I'll do that. I use my scalp refresh twice a day in the morning and at night, and I use it as a dry shampoo replacement because I hate dry shampoo.
Wow.
And this is really good at absorbing oil. It's not; it looks like an oil, but it is not. It's more like a tonic. It dries really quickly.
You don't use it in the shower.
No, you don't use it in the shower.
Hunty.
You use it on dry hair. You can use it on wet hair. Like if you've just taken a shower and you want to put it on your wet hair and then blow dry or however you're going to style your hair,
Let
it air dry, whatever, you can do that. But you use it on dry hair.
Wow.
Once or twice a
what
day.
A
I
fun
use it on
product.
Twice. It's so fun. And especially if you like play, I play with my hair a lot. I put my hands in my hair. I'm flipping my hair back and forth.
Yeah.
And you get that like, my scalp is bothering me
because
I've been messing with my hair. It's very soothing.
Oh, I can't wait.
And the number one thing I've heard from people has been, thank you for solving my flaky scalp problem. It's honestly the number one feedback I have from all of the products. So in the shampoo, the conditioner, and the scalp refresh, there is stuff specifically to target flaky, dry scalp.
Yeah.
Because that was like my number one complaint.
So you're saying the snow is finally going to clear up in this?
I really do think it will.
In this mountaintop.
I think so.
I cannot wait. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to try it.
Oh, I can't wait. So, okay, let's say you're in the shower.
Yes.
You wash, you condition, you get out.
Yep.
What do you do next?
Okay. Flip my hair upside down and put it into a towel.
Okay, cute.
I then leave my hair in a towel for like 45 minutes.
Okay, cute.
Because my hair is very porous
yes.
from all the highlighting I've been doing. It it takes me forever to get the water out. Then, after 45 minutes of being in a towel, then I take it down and I separate it into so many sections.
Yeah. You really are like a dry bar. I mean,
yeah,
that's...
when I do it myself, yes. it's exactly how I've always done it. Yeah. I start at the bottom, though. I think they usually dry the front first mm-hmm. and then work their way back, which is probably smart, but not the most convenient for me. So I start at the back and put everything just all in a clump on top of my head and work in sections with a round brush, like a 2-inch round brush. And you
blow dry the thing.
And I blow dry it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I usually have like big Texas volume.
Yes, honey.
So I try to like tame that down as much as possible.
What if you didn't blow dry your hair? What would happen?
I'll show you. I recently Instagrammed a picture mm-hmm. of what would happen if I didn't blow dry it. I have to use a ton of product, mm-hmm. like a, you know, wave cream or something.
Yeah.
I have to put a ton of that in and a lot of scrunching. Mm-hmm. And even then, the problem is if I let it air dry because my hair is so porous, 24 hours later, my hair is still wet, like by my scalp.
That is crazy.
So I can't really do that. I have to use a diffuser then.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, now I could have just blown dry my hair.
Right.
So the hardest part for me of letting it, of not doing anything to it is, one, it looks frizzy. I don't like the way it looks if I don't use any product. And if I do use product, it's still just super wet.
Your hair is so sleek.
Thank you.
I don't see any breakage at all.
Oh, thank you. I told you I have these little baby hairs here, but I think this is all
new
from,
growth.
Yeah, it's new growth.
Wow. But it's crazy that you blow dry so much and yet
well,
there's...
once only seven to every
oh, that's
7 days.
Yeah, you got me there. Hmm.
Because, you know, I'm not...
Yeah.
Once a week, I guess that's still a lot, but it's every day.
Yeah, I know people who do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we try to do our best. Okay, I'm really excited about everything you just said. If you were going like a glam moment, like we're talking like a level 10 event,
okay.
What would you do for your hair then? Anything different?
Man, you know what? No, but
yeah,
I'm just now realizing.
Your hair looks good all the time.
Well, no, I'm just now realizing that like, there probably are things that people do, like masks and things to like, and I'm just, again, one of those, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I mean like style-wise. Do you ever do like waves, honey?
Yes. Oh, I love a good wave.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's my go-to look for even just, my hairdresser calls the not so done
uh-huh.
wave look.
Yes.
She calls it supermodel off-duty.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I've been off my runway for 3 days.
Which, to be honest, that's kind of what your hair is. I was like, she's got supermodel off-duty hair. It's like it was waved yesterday, and today it just looks perfectly must.
Did you hear that, Rebecca?
Right?
This is air-dried, asleep on top of my head with a satin scrunchie.
So lucky.
And we did our best. I don't really blow dry my hair that much because I only have 3 hairs, so it's not hard.
But I wouldn't blow dry my hair if it looked like that either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. If my hair looked like that without me blow drying it, I would never blow dry my hair.
Did everybody hear that? You know you're going to isolate my song. I'm going to isolate that and play it every morning while I do my meditations that I don't do.
Great.
Yeah.
Let me say it for you in a calmer voice.
Oh, please do. I'll make you.
If my hair looked like yours, I would never blow dry my hair.
You make dreams come true.
Oh,
did you know that?
Thank you.
I'm going to take one more break. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back. I told you it was fast. Okay. So let's talk. I know you said you're not that into makeup and skincare, but Natch-Butte, that's what we're all about here. Obviously,
well,
hair too.
No, I'm into it. I'm not good at it.
Yeah. Well, you started wearing makeup, I'm assuming, very young.
Yeah. We had to wear makeup on the show.
Right.
At least that's what they told us. I don't really know why a 12-year-old has to wear makeup.
Well, those
lights.
You don't want to be shiny.
True. True.
So let's talk a little bit. I know your mother is a makeup artist.
Yes, my mom's a makeup
How
artist.
How fun is that?
But by the way, it's even cooler because she's not a makeup artist from like the time she was a kid. My parents got divorced after being married for 30 years. My mom was in her late 50s And something she had always wanted to do her whole life was be a makeup artist. But when she was a kid, and that would have been like what she did after high school, mm-hmm. her parents were like, no, you can't work in a trade profession. And she just decided, I know I'm late to start a career, but I'm going to do it. And she went to makeup school and she graduated and she has a bridal and beauty makeup business that she started herself. And she is so stinking successful.
Honey, we love a divorce comeback story.
Right?
Right?
We really do.
I'm living it.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, she's incredible.
So does she give you products to try? Does she ever be like, oh my God, Danielle, you need to try this cream or anything like that?
She does. Yeah. She, at Christmas, she gave me a face oil to try, like to dissolve my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, I bought this for you because as a stocking stuffer, because I also bought it for me. And to be honest, it's not my favorite, but I gave it to you anyway. And here's my favorite if you want to try my favorite. So she's good about that. And then also my regular makeup yeah. artist who I've been working with for over 10 years is also like incredible. Her name's Julie Cuomo. And she gives me so many makeup tips and tricks and products to try.
Did she do your makeup for your wedding?
She did.
Of course, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. And
we are
like
loyal here.
Oh, absolutely. And my bridal makeup was like my favorite makeup day ever.
So gorgeous.
Thank you.
Don't think I didn't stock that wedding. Oh, I stocked it. I even texted Lauren and I said, hey, you got any footage of John Mayer singing? And she said, oh, I sure do. I taped the whole thing. And she sent me the whole clip. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah, no, it was funny because we asked people to keep their phones down during our ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And then when John was performing, we were like, oh, yeah, you guys should definitely record this.
I mean, why wouldn't you, right?
You should definitely take your phones out and record John performing.
I mean, I'm glad you were into that. I didn't know if I like was going to get Lauren in trouble.
No.
Sorry. You know, Lauren's very thorough.
Yeah. No, we asked everybody to send them to us, by the way, even though we had them professionally. Like, we wanted to see everybody's footage.
Well, if you want to see the one I got,
I'll send it to you.
Why not? It was really beautiful. So what are some of your go-to day-to-day things? Like, what do you wear every day?
Okay. Every single day, I wear SkinCeuticals sunscreen.
You hear that, everybody? Topanga sunscreens every day.
Every single day. I would never consider walking outside of the house. Both my parents, by the way, have had like precancerous. I am so big on protecting yourself from the sun. I do not leave the house without sunscreen.
We love.
And I love the SkinCeuticals one because it has a tiny, tiny little bit of tint.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm having a great skin day, which happens a couple times a month, if I'm lucky, if I'm having a great skin day, I'll just wear that.
Yeah.
Just the tinted sunscreen and feel confident.
Just the tint to see how it feels.
Exactly.
Funny.
That's what I'll wear.
We love references. So lame. I can't believe I just said that. Why has nobody said that? Just the tint needs to be a name of a product.
You're right. You're right.
Listen, you're the brand owner.
Okay. You know what? Stolen.
Done.
Consider it stolen.
Yeah. It's done. We'll be seeing that come out.
So I'll wear that. I also wear Bare Minerals.
Okay.
Their complexion rescue is like my favorite thing. I've been wearing Bare Minerals products since I was in high school.
Wow. They had a moment. Remember the swirl? You swirl the brush,
I still do that.
You still swirl the brush.
Still swirl the brush. Even though I'm not wearing the powder foundation anymore.
Yeah.
I still swirl the brush.
Why not?
For my powder that I wear on top of the complexion rescue.
We love.
Those two things I wear every day. And then I also use a Bare Minerals concealer. And then mascara, which, by the way, is just Voluminous by L'Oreal.
There you go. Okay, what about skincare?
Okay.
Like nighttime. I know you said you love a serum. You love something to keep you moist.
I am the biggest argan oil fanatic.
Okay, honey.
To wash my face, my face wash was one of the products that was an 8.
Oh, yikes.
And it was my number one most favorite product of all time. And so I have, now that I've gotten rid of using that, I have not honestly found something that I love the same way I loved that.
Like a foam?
It wasn't foam. It was like just a cleanser. It was creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just dissolved everything.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was truly one step. Like, I didn't have to use an eye makeup remover. It took off my mascara. It took off every eyeliner. And it was just one step. But now I'm using Burt's Bees
mm-hmm.
oil, mm-hmm. which I don't love the smell of. The DHC oil is actually my favorite of the oils. I also have Verst makes a dissolving day balm that I've been using that I really like. And that's great because you can get that at Target.
We love.
Love things.
We
I
love
can just
a Target.
Love Target so much. I live across the street from one and I'm there all the time.
I'm trying to figure out where you live based on the dry bar and the Target. I'm like running the GPS through my head.
There's a dry bar and Target a lot of places.
Yeah, you got me there.
Also, when we're not on the air, I'll just tell
Great.
You.
Great, can't wait. See you in your front yard later.
If you want to keep being a sleuth, you can do it.
I'll ask for some more clues okay. later. Do you live by a Boston Market?
Are Is there a bank? What kind of bank? Is it a bonk or a bank?
Oh.
Yeah. So I use that and then argan oil. Oh, mm-hmm. no. I also use a toner.
Okay.
Again, SkinCeuticals toner to just take off anything that didn't come off with my one of my many balms. And then argan oil that I buy on Amazon.
Yes. Wow. You're a pretty low maint chick.
Really low maintenance.
And again, was this before the baby?
Before the baby, I used more products. Mm-hmm. And when I was in high school, by the way, I used to use, what's Rodan and Fields, the people, the one Adam Levine does the commercials for. I used
Proactive.
I like used Proactive. Yeah. I've used a bunch of different stuff. And
Didn't
then,
that dry you out? That dried me out.
Big time.
And they don't tell you, you're only supposed to use the pea size. I literally poured half of it in my, and I wonder why my face was peeling
right.
off.
Yeah, you've got like lizard skin.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I slather my face in argan oil that I buy on Amazon in a big old bottle, and then Vaseline.
Yeah.
And then that's
Wait,
great.
You Vaseline to seal it in?
Yes.
You really are Tyra. And she's a 90s icon, so maybe
really
that's a 90s icon
focus
thing.
Focus it around my eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't necessarily do it all over my face, but really where the smile lines would be and over my super dry area, so like my cheeks, my forehead, my nose a little bit. And then I use a lip mask.
Oh.
I get very
Oh, mine are a nightmare.
Lips. Okay, then I have a lip mask for
you. The Santa Anas have been really coming for me.
The
Santa Anas have been coming for me so hard. Like, I wake up and it's literally like crack.
Okay, you'll love this lip mask. It's L-A-N-E-I-G-E.
Laneige.
Okay, you know it?
It comes up on Ashbute all the time.
Okay, great.
Yes.
That lip mask is incredible. I love it. Do you use it?
You know what? Someone gave me one. Yeah. It's not even open yet.
Oh, yeah. You
I have
to
a lot
it.
Of products.
Now
that
the Santa Ana.
Yeah, the Santa Ana. Those are coming for me. Now. I got to be really careful. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know, the Santa Ana winds are a thing.
They are a thing.
And they will get
very
you.
Windy here.
They will get you. Have you ever walked outside? Maybe there's palm trees in your neighborhood. One more clue. And there's fronds everywhere. It looks like the frond apocalypse.
Yes.
Frond apocalypse.
Frond apocalypse.
And I'm just like, damn, this wind knocked all those palm fronds over. I'm telling you, it's rough out there. Okay, do you have any products for baby that you really like? I always ask mommies this question because I'm sure it's hard to find things that are safe for baby too that work.
Yeah, I know. Noodle and Boo.
Yeah, we love a Noodle and Boo. That's what my nephew uses.
It smells so good. It smells so good though. I wonder how good it is for us.
Oh, interesting, yeah. There might be rat piss fragrance in it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We just talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
What a great ribbon. You've tied it
you know
all together.
What? I took improv classes. Who hasn't
what a
in this
pro
town,
you are.
You know?
Wow.
Yes, and? Yes, and? So stupid.
You're going to have to edit out our
no,
ridiculous
we
cackling.
Love, no, we love it. That makes everyone know they have to laugh, too. Okay, we love a Noodle and Boo.
Okay, Noodle and
Boo.
We
love.
Really, I don't use that many products on him. Like, he's already... Oh, you know what I do really like, too, that probably is not great, but Aquaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime... So, my son, his nails grow very quickly, and he's an incessant eye rubber when he gets tired. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes when I put him in his crib for him to take a nap or go to sleep at night, before he falls asleep, he, like, aggressively rubs his eyes, and he will scratch himself
buddy.
With his nails if they aren't cut super short.
Yeah.
And if he wakes up and he's got like a slice on his nose or a little cut on his forehead and I put some Aquaphor on it, I swear within 24 hours that thing's gone.
He heals quick.
He does. Well, babies.
Mm-hmm.
Their skin.
Because
the
they're
turnover,
pristine.
Their skin turnover is incredible.
I always stare at my little niece and I'm like, I just want to put makeup on that face.
I
was like, that little face would look so beautiful. But she's three. I'm like, I know. I'm a monster.
Luckily, filters.
Yes.
You get the appearance. So you can just, my
filter those babies.
Just filter those babies. They put fake lashes on them.
Oh, why not? Oh, that's right. We could play around with
an app.
You could
play without really needing to put makeup on
her. I'm not
going to
do it, but her skin is so perfect that I'm like, God, you would rock a beat like no one else. I'm not going to do it, but like, it's tempting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other self-care rituals that you feel are important to you, like you that you do every day or every week that are just, I think your blowouts are definitely one.
My blowouts definitely are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is an insane indulgence that I've just allowed myself because it it makes my life so much better. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, whatever. That's I
that's your
I,
thing.
That's my thing.
We're
I
all
need
allowed
it.
A thing.
I'm also big, like we talked about, like meditation.
Yes.
I love a good morning meditation.
Oh, yeah.
I consider it also like a form of prayer. It's mm-hmm. like just me being in full connection with God, Mother Earth, spirit, whatever you want to call it. I'm big into that starting my day. I need 30 minutes of solitude time before I start my day. My son gets up at 6 a.m. every day. I'm up at 5:30. And I get to have my cup of coffee and my meditation and my quiet time. And then the day can start. But there are days I get up at 4 o'clock. If I'm directing and I have to leave my house for work by 6:30 or 7 o'clock, it's like in order for me to be able to have time to get my son up, make sure he's ready for the day, and for me to have my quiet time, it's like, yeah, I have to get up at 4 a.m. It's not worth
it.
Yeah, it's not worth skipping.
Wow. That's really impressive. I had a feeling when we were emailing about you coming in that you were going to want to come in early because moms love an early time.
Don't they?
Moms love an early time because me, I'm like, wake up, loser. You know, podcasters, we sleep all day. No, I actually have a really good regimen about time. But anyway, that's lovely. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, so we're talking about Be Free. The honeys all want to try it. Where do we buy it? / tell us social media, anything exciting you have coming up.
Okay, so we are on Instagram and Twitter, but at Instagram, we are at Be Free by Danielle Fishel.
Yes.
The website is at BeFreeByDanielleFishel.com.
We love.
You can buy it through Instagram. You can buy it online. That's the only two places you can get it right now. I would love to give your listeners 15% off.
Yes!
They
code.
Can code. Well, you pick the code.
Code Natch.
Oh, great.
Honey,
Natch. Code Natch.
Use
perfect.
Code Natch. NATCH.
Okay, great. So 15% off. That's where we are. And I'm obviously at Danielle Fishel. I just crossed a million. It was so
I
cool.
I saw, honey. 1M.
Right?
1M. I clicked on you last night and I was like, honey, she hit the 1M.
I don't even care about that kind of, but I was like, 1 million feels like really something to celebrate.
It sure is.
It was very cool. So yeah I did a giveaway.
I can't crack 20K. I don't know. Slow beans over here. Slow beans.
You're going to do
it,
though.
I'm trying.
This conversation is the fire under the Instagram's butt that you needed.
I agree. Shia's going to email me back. We're going to crack 20. That is really fun.
Yeah,
but you know
fun.
What it is? It's your authenticity.
Oh,
your authenticity shines through. And I think everyone's rooting for you.
Thank you.
We're rooting for you, you know, because you're a 90s queen, you're a hair queen, and you're a resilient comeback queen.
Thank you.
And
so are
we're
you.
Here for you. Thank you.
So are you, girl.
Thank you. Yes, Shia. You want to call me up? You want to call me up? Yes. Or email if that's more comfortable.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly.
We
can steal her email from someone.
We can do our best, okay? Go to Nashby.com, hit contact. It's right there.
It's right there. It's
Jackie
so easy.
Jackie@Nashby.com.
Exactly. That's the other thing about email addresses. Honestly, it's not hard to find people if you just guess.
Well, you know what? A lot of celebrities are name@gmail.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy how many.
It really is.
I know.
Yeah. So you know what? Shoot your shot, everybody.
I mean, do it.
Shoot your shot. You don't know.
Do it.
Be respectful.
Of course.
Boundaries, sweetie. Okay? We've talked about that in therapy a lot. We do our best. Danielle, this was a delight.
Oh, thank you so much
thank
for having me.
Thank you so much. Honeys, check out Be Free. I can't wait for my scalp refresher.
You're
my
getting
scalp.
In 2 days.
I was just in Big Bear and I was like, look at all this snow. Oh, wait, no, I'm just in my bathroom. I said, we need some help here. So I can't wait.
You're going to love it.
It was so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Please give my regards to all your babies, furry, otherwise, husband, everybody.
I will.
And I just want to say to everybody that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And you deserve beautiful hair.
That's right.
And don't forget to cream that neck.
Ugh, I know.
Do you cream up?
Argan oil.
Argan oil. Just oil the
just
neck.
Just oil it.
We oil the neck.
Yeah.
Don't forget to oil
and
that
sunscreen.
Neck. And sunscreen. Oh, honey, we...
You know what I wish I was better at doing is sunscreening the back
hands.
Of my hands. I don't do it.
Yeah. Ugh. The hands will get you.
I know.
There's like crazy lasers. You can like stick your hand in lasers and you come out and you're like young. Like,
really?
Yeah. I've been doing some research.
Oh, please tell me.
You know what? I'll try it for you and then I'll let everybody
Thank
know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Don't forget to cream that neck and keep your fringe fresh.